Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. How are we? It's Tuesday afternoon. Hi, everybody. Hi, Chappers.
Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
All right?
Very good. Thank you. Very good. Good.
You're very sprightly today.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Any particular reason?
No, your shorts on.
Why did you look down at yourself when I said no particular
I'm
reason?
I'm wearing shorts, I have to smile.
No, I thought it's because you were looking at my shorts in a kind of, what are you wearing kind of way.
No, I was trying to work out
nobody wears those anymore.
I was trying to work out why you were sat there cross-legged, that
you
was all.
You sit in that yoga position almost every show now.
I've done that for years.
Is it because you're in a good place?
I'm in a really good place, thanks. Yeah. I was going to say my feng shui, that's not right, is it?
unless you're a settee.
My chakras are balanced.
Are they?
Definitely, yeah. I'm all good.
Personal trainer's working for you.
Mm-hmm. I always sit like this anyway, I always sit cross-legged. Anyway, I hope you're all right. Today we are, we're still struggling to find something that Becky's good at, aren't we?
Yeah.
But we might have found it today, who knows? After four there will be a brand new What Becky's Forte, you know the deal. Oh, what's occurring at 5:30 and loads of brilliant tunes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, I did ask you last night if you'd be watching the Peter Andre documentary on ITV2.
Yes, I did.
I forgot.
No.
I thought it was our homework and we all had to do it.
No, I don't remember that.
Me and Becky were texting each other all the way through, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were texting me more than I was texting you, to be honest.
Was she stalking you a little bit?
He was replying.
I did reply occasionally, yeah.
At least you get a reply. I never get a reply when I text.
Three texts to her to my one, I think. Anyway, it was very sad.
It was really sad. Bless him.
Because obviously this breakup with what's her face has hit him really hard, and he had to do all that stuff. And we've all been there that you have to do when you have been living with somebody for a while, and now you've got to live on your own. And the first thing you always have to do when you realise the other person has kept the pizza slicer and you haven't got one anymore, or the rude-shaped ice cube box, is you have to take a trip to that Swedish furniture store. Not always. I mean, other furniture stores are available, but a lot of people do tend to go there when they are trying to furnish their new house, which they've got to live in because they've split up from the other person.
With a camera crew following you.
Yes.
Because there is no better way than dealing with a particularly painful breakup than having a camera crew delve into your life all
also,
the time.
Also, I find it's better if you don't want people to notice you not to have dark glasses on, I find.
Well, you're the expert. Sunshine when she's
gone. It's Wednesday the 3rd of June and Pete is starting his new life as a single man.
It's obviously been 4 weeks since Katie and I split, and I'm out and about trying to get stuff for the new house.
Yeah, we've all been there, tearing our eye, scanning through the four-way power supply because you haven't got enough plug points in your new bachelor pad.
Was he walking through that Swedish furniture store with that tune playing behind him?
No, the sad music just follows him around for the whole show.
Oh.
Wherever he goes, in shops, out of shops, he's just sitting on his
sofa. I think it's on IKEA FM.
That can't help him, can it?
No.
He needs to go shopping for the new home he'll be moving into soon. And an emotional Pete has brought along brother Mike, as well as Claire and Nicola from the management team for moral support.
Oh, good.
Well, he doesn't like to draw attention.
No, there's no. I mean, when I'm at a low in my life, there's nothing better than taking my agent round a furniture shop.
No. Also, though, on IKEA FM, they could play a bit more uplifting songs because, you know, obviously there are a lot of couples in there, which makes you feel horrible if you're the new kind of lonely bachelor person.
Oh, no, sometimes it's quite good because have you ever seen a happy couple walking around there?
Actually,
they're
that's
always
true.
Arguing, smacking each other with a big bag.
Always arguing. But I did really feel sorry for him last night. And you know what else you realise they've taken when you've got to start all over again because it's gone wrong, living in your own place? The toothbrush holder.
And what about stuff like this?
You want something, don't you? Like that?
Yeah. You know, for your... Yeah, I'll put your...
Oh, God!
Oh, this actually made me cry, this bit. I felt so sorry for him.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Bless him, though.
Bless him.
I've honestly never felt so low in my life.
It was really sad. He couldn't even decide which toothbrush holder he wanted because he couldn't even really talk.
No, he just tailed off, didn't he? The conversation just tailed off.
And the music, the sad music, just kept following him everywhere.
Listen to this. Is that the checkout?
The reality of his new life hits home.
That is awful, with that music following him around as well. Yeah. Scanning through the four-way power supply again. He bought about five of them, did you notice?
You can never have enough four-way.
Oh, obviously he hasn't got enough plug points.
As Claire helps Pete with the furniture, she gives him a much-needed pep talk.
Oh, that music. God.
This music is actually on it. You haven't added this yourself, have you? Because I know you. This is the kind of thing that you might do.
Dry your eyes with the beeps of the scanner as it was going through. It actually made me cry. I never thought I'd cry at till.
Keith had a similar experience and really felt for Peter Andre whilst watching the show last night. He says, split up with a girlfriend, had to go there to get a new garlic crusher. I don't know whether dry your eyes, mate, was playing at the checkout when he was there. But yeah. Fair play to Peter Andre for doing that show last night. It just looks like he struggled with it, and I'm glad that at least ITV2 didn't put really, really sad music on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Question a lot of people are asking on the text about the Peter Andre show last night, and it is a good point, because this is a massive error on his part, and it would have made him feel a lot better. Mm. Why on earth did he not get a hot dog as he went out?
Did he not?
That's an error.
That's the main reason for going, isn't
God.
It?
I sometimes do go there just for tea.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter how much flat-pack furniture or garlic crushers or
ice cube boxes
you've got.
It doesn't matter how painful your breakup has been.
Still got to get on.
A sausage from that store will always make you feel better.
Exactly. Yes?
Are you going to talk to the people who sent the text in that confused Becky?
Well, which is what?
Go on.
No, because it's going to make me look stupid.
No, it won't.
I don't know who it was because I've lost the text. But they text in to say they've just been to this Swedish furniture store and rowed all the way round.
Yeah.
At least that's how a normal person would have read it, that they rowed all the way round.
Oh,
Becky read it as...
Rowed.
Right,
well, I just, like, as in rowing. I was like, why do you want to do that round the shop?
Couldn't work out why a couple had gone round the Swedish furniture store
rowing.
In a canoe.
She thought maybe one of the new fancy stores had, like, man-made canals in.
That would be amazing.
But difficult to get your flat pack furniture on the back of a canoe.
Oh, I don't know. Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Amy.
Hi, Amy, where are you today?
In Bristol, in the car with my dad.
Okay, what's occurring, please?
Going to go pick my little brother up from nursery.
Oh, bless. Okay, how can I help?
Just to say, I love the musical.
When did you watch it?
The other day, I can't remember when.
Okay, what was your favourite bit?
I loved all of it. It was so funny.
Favourite character?
Scott.
Who isn't me? Played by Joe, obviously.
Yeah.
Who the listeners chose. You can still watch it online. Have you just watched it the once? Because some freaky people have watched it like five or six times.
No, I just watched it the once.
Just the once. And you can hear great songs and see great songs like this.
You've got to put me on the R-A-D-I-O. Baby on the R-A-D-I-O. Well, there is
watch the musical yet? It's online now. The whole thing for you to watch at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
That was my favourite song in the whole musical, but mainly because the first time I saw them, I couldn't see it coming until about the fourth character walked on stage.
You'll know what you mean if you watch it.
Scott's on the air.
Scott's on the air. Oh, I miss the musical. And you can also hear the bloke who plays Chappers and his amazing plot line.
Everyone has a word for me. Grumpy, miserable, surly. But the word that should be used, four syllables, misunderstood.
He plays you so well.
They think that sport is all I care for. Sarcasm is all I'm there for. But there's a secret they don't know. And now I've got to let it show. I just want it.
Oh. hardest chappers just want to do.
Oh, no.
That is such a
I just want to. Go online and watch the whole musical. It's still there for you at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Thanks for watching it, Amy.
Thank you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
And now...
What's Becky's forte?
Is it flying a plane?
Right, so I'm here in Cranfield with Captain Michael Palmer. Hello?
Hello, Becky, how are you?
Very good, thank you. A bit nervous.
Oh, dear.
You're going to teach me how to fly. Well, actually, no, you're not going to teach me how to fly. I'm going to find out whether this... whether flying is my forte. I think secretly I'm very good at something, and I think it might be this. What do you think?
Well, we'll see how you go, Becky. I mean, this is quite ambitious, what you're taking on, because you're going to be flying a Citation II jet.
Oh, my God.
I didn't tell you it was going to be a massive one.
That sounds quite complicated.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Citation II jet is.
He was such a nice, posh captain.
He is Mr. Smooth, isn't he?
He sounds like a captain, and that would reassure me if I was about to take the pedals and the general... What's the word you use?
The joystick
of the plane.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. He has the kind of voice that you want to hear over the intercom when you're about to take off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want him to tell you it's all going to be fine. Yeah.
Instead, I did the intercom.
What?
I did my own intercom.
Oh, my God.
Hello and welcome aboard the flight... what flight number are we today?
We're flight number Becky 1.
Hello and welcome aboard flight number Becky 1 to the lake in front of us, Geneva. Today I will be in charge of the plane and Captain Michael will be making sure that we don't mess up too much.
Right, here's the thing.
Mess up too much?
I didn't know the proper term for it.
That would really scare me if I heard that. You want your captains to be going, hello, gentlemen, it's Captain A with you, and currently cruising at an altitude of 37,000 feet.
I wasn't going to put on a deep man voice.
Got the town of Peterborough to the left, and...
we were in Lake Geneva.
Oh, wherever. You want that?
You'd have got some speed on takeoff to have gone from Lake Geneva to Peterborough in 2 minutes.
Until then, just sit back, relax, and let our lovely cabin crew take care of you. And we'll be in touch again. I'll be in touch again as we're about to land. Thanks very much. That's what you want.
Yes,
it's really professional the way I did my own.
Yeah, you.
They don't do that. That
was
just
probably the best bit.
Also, I have never heard one go. They don't go...
No, they go bing-bong, don't they?
Yeah. No.
Oh, rubbish.
It just comes on. It doesn't go... Anyway, that's a minor detail. Sorry about that.
Is it normal for people to just turn up and be able to fly straight away? Probably not.
Well, we start them on rather simpler machines than jets. So most of the pilots who graduate to this machine have done about 200 hours of flying.
I've done nothing so far, so what do you think my chances are?
Oh, I think with your track record, they're very good.
I think he's humouring you.
Yeah.
Robin Warrington, that's right. Controls was the word I was after.
Controls.
Take the controls, that's it.
So, shall we get going?
Why not? Just briefly, what we're going to do, Becky, is we're going to get the aeroplane into the air, but we don't want to keep going straight ahead because there's a mountain there, so we have to make a turn to the left and we fly parallel to the runway.
So, as long as I get the plane off the ground, avoid all the mountains, I'll be fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, there's a big mountain in the way.
I'm not being funny. Why did he have to go and put a mountain there?
So why have they built a mountain at the end of the
runway?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
The paddles are moving for me. Oh.
No.
And that's 80 knots. V1. So we take our hands off the power lever and rotate the aeroplane now. That means pull the nose up.
Right.
Keep pulling.
Okay.
Keep pulling till about here. That's good. That's
all
a positive
I can see
time.
Is the sky.
Can you see the mountain at this point?
No, because I think I was going straight up like a rocket.
Oh.
We're flying the aeroplane up to about 4,000 feet. We're just going into a little bit of cloud, but normally you have to know how to fly on instruments. We just seem to be doing very well as it is.
Oh, I think I should have taken my travel sickness tablets before I came.
You're in a flight simulator.
But you are.
Well, we've got a bit higher than we really intended to, so I'll just take a little bit of power off.
My enthusiasm.
Off. And I will trim the aeroplane. That's an expression we use to take some of the load from the controls.
Right, so did you just literally take off and just shoot it straight up in the air?
Yeah, basically.
I think we're a little high, Becky, at this point. Don't panic, passengers. We've just got a little bit high. The town of Peterborough is still below you. It's just a little bit further away than it was.
Get us there faster.
I get the feeling, Michael, that you're doing more than I am, maybe, trying to help me out with
this. No, not really. You're doing very well.
Still in the air.
I don't actually feel like I'm doing very much.
No, you are. You're doing absolutely superbly.
Wow.
He is smooth.
He is good, isn't he?
What do you think my passengers are thinking at the moment?
Yeah, well, I don't think they actually got on, Becky.
Do you blame them?
No, not really. No. Well, we better stop descending because we're getting very close to the ground now, Becky. So what we're going to do is we're going to do another turn, but this time we're going to go to the right. So do you think you can manage that?
Which way? No, that's that way.
That's that way.
Oh, my good Lord. So
it's
you've taken
really hard when you do these and you're under so much pressure.
You've left taken and right.
I know what left and right is now, but when I'm doing it, I'm flying the plane and it's really pressurised.
You've taken off like a rocket and then you're crashing down to land.
You said I needed to get rid of some height.
So you did.
Do we get meals
back
on
again
this flight?
Well, yeah, if you can keep them down. I'm sure you'd enjoy them. Are you feeling hungry, Becky?
Well, I do like aeroplane food.
Yeah, don't we all? But also, you are worryingly close to the ground. And all you can think about is, do I get some food on this flight?
We've been on there about half an hour by then. I was just getting a little bit hungry.
It sounded like he was offering to take you for a meal. Are you hungry, Becky?
I've made this controller very sweaty. I think it's the nerves.
You might have to wipe it down afterwards.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Hang on. This foam is the runway. What's the noise?
Oh. I think we've just crashed.
I was like, how far away was I from the runway?
Well, you were only 0.2 of a mile from.
Rubbish.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, we could walk from here, couldn't we?
Well, no, because you're probably not alive. But what's that?
That was another crash.
So... How many times did you crash?
Quite a few.
Do you think that's my forte? Do you think that's my unique talent?
Well, I think you show some promise, Becky, but perhaps a non-aviation job for you?
Brilliant. So
that's a no.
That's a definite no.
They were so lovely, though. Thank you very much, Captain Michael.
And everyone at the for putting up with you at the Cranfield Airfield.
Yes.
Oh, well, we'll continue the search. What's Becky's forte?
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Well, I've got loads of emails already about what's Becky's forte. Just some ideas from people that, you know, run events and clubs and stuff, and maybe they want to get us on board. Sarah in Gloucester, how do you feel about horse riding? Yeah? Believe me, it's harder than it looks, because I made the really idiotic mistake once of saying, live on Radio 1, that it looked easy on TV to jump those things, and it really isn't, and then I ended up on that show. Do you remember that show that Sarah Cox was on, Only Fools on Horses, a couple of years ago, where they had celebrities doing like professional horse riding and stuff, and they got me on there and I fell off. Much of the
dressed as humiliation. Dressed as Robin Hood.
Dressed as Robin Hood, yeah, just to add to it.
I came along to watch that.
Yeah.
It was good. Rather to support you.
Simon on the text wants to have this on his phone as a message alert.
Are you feeling hungry, Becky?
Just love the captain so much.
Are you feeling hungry, Becky?
Are you feeling hungry,
table
Becky?
Table for two, Becky.
Table for two, Becky.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
People are now learning the dance moves to R-A-D-I-O from the musical. Some girls, I don't know your names, but I'll find it in a minute. They sent me a video today, and it's them.
Kerry and Laura.
Kerry and Laura. It's them. And what they've done is they've watched and studied the musical online.
All the moves or just the spelling of...
No, they've done the whole dance routine to this song just by watching it.
You've got to put me on the R-A-D-I-O. Baby on the R-A-D-I-O. Well, there is no...
I'll try and get that online for you to have a look at because they are actually rather good at it.
Are you going to do that today?
If I get a time, yeah. All right. You can still watch the musical in full at Radio 1 online.
I'll do any kind of show, but I belong up on the radio.
Your hands are so red from all that beetroot you've been eating. It's quite strange.
The two of you have been eating beetroot. It's disgusting.
It's very low fat, though.
We must remember to bring a fork in tomorrow.
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind, because... What are you saying?
It's
red lips and red hands now.
Well, at one point, you tried to eat it in quite an erotic way.
I did not!
Yes, you did.
I thought you were talking to me.
Chappers, if I was going to do that, I wouldn't use a beetroot. I wouldn't eat a beetroot, would I?
I don't know. What would you eat?
Biscuit. Just
a biscuit, right. Next time you have a biscuit, I'm keeping my distance.
I've got something to show you all, which I'm really excited about.
Well, sorry. Right. Is it a beetroot?
No.
Okay. It's right. An envelope that has your name typed on the front of it.
Yeah, and look at the back of the envelope. What does it say?
W.S.
Now, who could that be from?
Will Smith.
How do you know that?
Because the initials are W.S. That was the only thing I could guess.
Got a letter from...
Oh, it's Will Smith.
I've got a letter from Will's actual Smith. I know. Becky said earlier, oh, you've got a letter from Will Smith at the office. I was like, yeah, whatever.
It's Will Smith.
I know.
That's bizarre. That was the only person I could think of.
It's not every day you get a letter from Will Smith, and I can't work out why he sent it.
The only other thing I could think of was W.H. Smith, but they'd missed the H off. Right, do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
Right. Has this just arrived?
Yeah, it arrived today.
Okay.
Must have got lost in the post.
I was going to say, it's dated January the 30th.
Yeah, or maybe I just didn't get around to opening it.
Scott,
sorry, Will.
Right, so, Scott, just grateful that you're in the world, making it kinder, nicer, and a hell of a lot funnier. You had me cracking up at hello, peace, Will Smith.
An actual sign by Will Smith.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to frame that.
That is amazing that he's got his own stationery as well.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, his head and notepaper. I should have pointed that out.
I love it that film stars and pop stars have their own stationery, like off of the Queen.
What does that mean? You had me cracking up at hello?
I've no idea. Is that like you had me at hello? Off that film? You don't watch films, that's lost on you.
And me? No, I think that's what he means. Is it from Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice. Could you hand that back?
What other pop stars have their own...
I don't know. Oh, Lily Allen does, because she, when we played her new song, The Fear, she was really worried about it.
Sent us a thank you note.
And she sent us a really nice thank you note, and that was on Lily Allen paper. But I'm just wondering, how famous do you have to be to get your own stationery? Because obviously Will Smith, A-list, Lily Allen, A-list. How to get your actual headed notepaper and an envelope with your initials on the back of it, how famous do you have to be? For example, does Natalie Cassidy have her own stationery?
Why, out of everybody you can think of, did you choose Natalie Cassidy?
Is she famous enough? If someone does something nice for her, does ex-Sonia off of EastEnders, does she send a letter with Natalie Cassidy envelopes and headed notepaper? I'm just wondering where it stops, like what level you have to be at.
Do you have headed notepaper?
Absolutely not, no.
Are you wanting headed notepaper?
No, that's...
Are you sure?
Absolutely not, no.
Because I can imagine you wanting kind of envelopes with your name embossed on them.
I'm just wondering how famous you have to be able to get some. Do you think Fern Cotton has headed notepaper? I think she's famous enough.
I think she probably designs, because she's really good at art, isn't she? She's amazing, so she probably designs her own cards and little...
I think Fern is famous enough, yeah, definitely. Just wondered. Anyway, Will Smith, thanks very much for the letter. I don't actually know what I've done. Is it when he came in to promote... one of his new films. He came in, didn't he, a while ago?
We had Will Smith Day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be it for that then. So thank you very much. You had me...
I can't believe he writes you a whole lovely letter on his own headed paper and you can't even remember talking to him.
No, I remember him coming in, but I can't remember really what happened. Anyway, you had me cracking up at hello too, Will Smith.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? 81199, text me.
Oh, what's occurring?
With your score, and I will actually read some out today.
I bet he doesn't. He normally forgets whenever he says that.
Right, here's your first situation. Play along, please.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know I'm, like, really good friends with a load of people in rock.
Yep.
And one of my good friends is Adam Durratt, who works on Radio 1's rock show. Mm-hmm. Now, he goes to all of the events that I just don't have time to go to. You know, like Download and stuff like that.
But you're a very busy man. You can't do everything, can you?
No, I would have gone to Bloodstock at the weekend, but we were just coming back from Edinburgh for the musical. So, sorry, Adam, I couldn't be there myself. But thanks for doing this for me. Meet my new rock star friend.
Hi, Scott. This is Danny from Cradle of Filth.
That's it, Danny from Cradle of Filth. Adam Durratt from The Rock Show spoke to him at Bloodstock at the weekend. If you're not aware of Cradle of the Filth, this is what they sound like. Cradle of Filth. I knew that. This is one of my favourites. That's what Cradle of Filth sound like.
Which the Filth track is that?
Hmm?
Which
one of their best ones,
right,
I think.
Yeah.
But here's the question today on Oh.
My question to you is, how many flowers can I name in 20 seconds?
So, how many flowers can Danny from Cradle of Filth name in 20 seconds?
Flowers as in, like, rose and tulip, not, yeah, like, plain and self-raising. And,
yeah.
Right.
That would be really dull, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know how many different types of flowers there are.
I wouldn't imagine the tulip and rose one's going to be that much more exciting. Becky.
Seven.
Chirpers.
10.
Well, let's find out then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is actual Danny from Cradle of Filth and his knowledge of flowers in 20 seconds.
Starting now. Violet. Hyacinth. Rose. Rhododendron. Starflower. Idaflower. Daffodil. Peanut flower. Flower flower. Rhubarb, is that a flower?
Rhubarb? There's a couple of wrong ones in there.
Did you get the feeling that halfway through he just thought, all right, I'll just say anything and put flower on the end?
Flower,
and never
flower.
Know. Like peanut flower, but he got a point for that. Is that a real flower then?
Yes, we looked it up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's told you, hasn't it?
Becker. Thanks for my new rock friend, Danny there from Cradle of Filth. 8 flowers. You said 7, Becky. You're nearest. You get the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Next one. You know Coronation Street?
Yeah.
You still watch it?
Yeah.
Still love it?
Yeah.
I've recently got back into it again. I really like it.
Blanche is just funnier than ever.
Yeah. A lot of drama at the moment as well.
Oh, awful lot of drama.
Hmm. However, I have missed a few episodes, and that bloke that was addicted to painkillers now doesn't seem to be anymore. And it was only about a week ago that he was really addicted, and now he doesn't seem to be anymore.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, sorry.
Because we were in Edinburgh last week, so I haven't seen it. They do have Coronation Street in Edinburgh, but I was doing other things.
Last night I noticed on the two episodes that happened on a Monday night,
mm-hmm,
there were quite a lot of insults kind of floating around the street.
Really?
Yeah, people just having beef with each other.
Mm.
My question to you... In the double episode of Coronation Street last night, how many insults were traded?
Ooh, 12.
Becky.
15.
Here's the answer.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the insults and general beef from last night's Coronation Street.
Call that a wedding breakfast? Your husband wants a divorce. Well, you can't blame him, really, can you?
I didn't know he's a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
Prove it.
This man's a liability.
You do have very high standards.
No, I'm going to have to sack him.
How long are you
going
to be like this?
Like what?
Shuffling around like an old tramp.
Did you get the wrong side of bed this morning?
No, but I did get out of bed. I have friends, I have responsibilities.
You don't have responsibilities.
We'll clear up once I get Becky back.
No rush.
Great, that's all we need. Another McDonald family conference.
He is not up to the job.
I don't want my son being used by a dirty, disgusting, drug-dealing tramp.
Well, you witching on like this is going to send my blood pressure through the flipping roof.
The man's a liability and jeopardising the business can't be tolerated.
Have you any idea how petty you look?
Every village needs an idiot. When are you going to learn that it doesn't pay to cross me? Well, you should be spending time with wifey while you still can.
Actually, I don't find you that irresistible that I can't keep my hands off you.
A lot of anger, a lot of
conflict. Drunk-taking drunken tramp was particularly...
Love Liz McDonald.
Is she your favourite?
Oh, love her, yeah. Even Emily got in on the act at the end.
I know, who'd have thought it?
Yeah. So a lot of 19 confrontations
19.
There.
Some of them weren't... I thought there were 12.
Okay, well, there were 19. So, Becky gets the second point.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know, earlier we were talking about Peter Andre.
Yeah.
And his ITV2 show last night.
It still makes me sad thinking about him.
And he was having to do that thing when you've been living with somebody and you have to move out, where you have to kind of start again and you have to buy things that they have kind of inherited because they still live in that house.
Yeah.
Like the four-way plug things, which he was buying quite a few of last night, I noticed.
So I once had to leave my tuna drainer.
You see?
That was a sad day.
A what?
So, you know, when all the water in the tuna, there's a special device you can get to drain it. I had to leave that.
Yeah. How? What's that? Isn't that just called a sieve?
No, they do a special one that fits the size of the can. Anyway, sorry, back to O.
I never knew about that.
Anyway, so he was getting stuff for his new home.
Like tuna drainers.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And I'm out and about trying to get stuff for the new house.
And I noticed that he did go to that Swedish furniture store.
I know the one you mean, yeah.
Now, you've obviously been there before. Some of the products do have really good names.
They do.
Off of Swedish. So now it's time to play... In honour of Peter Andre visiting there on his ITV2 show last night, the Swedish furniture store game on Oh, What's Occurring?
Is this actually happening?
Yeah.
Where did you get this music?
Right.
This is from his own personal collection, I would have managed.
How did you get this at such short notice?
I had a couple of hours. It's amazing what you can find. Right, I'm going to read you some actual names of products from...
Is this the Muzak version of ABBA?
Yeah. I'm going to read you actual names of products from their website, from the Swedish furniture store, because they do have good ones. Some of them, though, I have made up. You tell me whether the name is real or not for the product, OK? Point for each one you get right. Play along at home on 81199. Becky, first. Musa Banana.
No. That's ridiculous.
You're saying that's not real?
Anything with banana in it.
Sorry, no, that's a potted plant. No points. Chappers, colon.
Yes, that's correct.
Have you got one?
I would hope so.
Correct.
No.
It's a floor protector.
Yeah.
1 point to Chappers. Becky, groggy.
No.
Wrong again. It's a tray. That's real.
Now, do you know what I'm thinking at the moment? All three have been actual products so far. I'm thinking he hasn't actually bothered to come up, make any up. He's just gone through a catalogue and found the funny ones.
Chappers, dork flap.
Yeah, that's a product.
You think that's a product?
Yes.
And really not. I made that up.
You actually made one up?
Yep.
Well done.
Becky, crab.
Yes, because I think I've got one.
What?
No, no.
Moving away.
It's a series of stuff, isn't it?
What do you think it is?
Oh, I can't remember, but I've definitely got one. What is it?
Correct. It's a real product at the Swedish furniture store. It's a mirror.
Yes, it's like a curly mirror. Yes.
Is it good? Chappers, tractor.
Yes.
You're saying yes?
I think that's a bookcase, isn't it, wasn't it?
It's a stool.
Oh.
Becky.
Surely the stool should have been called colon.
I know. Becky, John's Bow Barbie.
No.
It is. It's a table lamp base.
I thought that stool joke was quite good, then. He just moved on.
Chappers, Flukenacker.
No.
Really?
Yeah, you've made that up.
Okay, so I have. Becky.
Yeah, if it's got knacker or flapping, you've made it up. I've come to the conclusion.
Becky. Tic Tac.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wrong. It's a clock.
Can I ask how long this one's going to go on for?
And I can't wait for the scoring of your scoring on this, Scott, because you're confused already.
I am. Chappers, final one. Kuchenkok.
Yes.
You're saying that's a real product?
It is a real product, yeah.
No, I made that up.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, though. So anything with knacker flap or kuchen in, you made up.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that is the Swedish furniture game. Becky still wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
How does that work? Hey?
I'm still laughing.
How many Chappers get, please?
Three.
I can't believe you have people scoring for you now.
I knew the scoring if this one would go wrong.
Actually, yeah, Chappers, you can win.
I can win, or I did.
You did win.
You have no idea, do you?
Look, that was really hard. I had to press loads of buttons. I had to play ABBA. I had to...
Research the Swedish furniture catalogue.
You tried doing all that. Someone to count for you.
Yeah.
You're a very busy man.
Oh, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello?
Hello there, you alright?
I'm alright, who's this?
It's Ricky, calling from Ashford.
You alright, Ricky?
Yeah, I need some advice, basically.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can help.
You know how good we are at doing that.
Well, exactly. So I thought it was the best place to call.
Okay, go on then.
Basically, a friend or someone that I've been going on a few dates with came over last night.
Yes. And, glass of wine.
Drinks. Yeah, had a few too many glasses of wine. And one thing led to another, and I've ended up with a ginormous hickey on my neck.
Okay.
And, I mean, normally this wouldn't be a bad thing, necessarily, but I've got a job interview tomorrow, and what on earth do I do with it?
Right, this is not good planning on your part, is it really? You knew you had an interview tomorrow, and then you went and pashed somebody.
Well, yeah.
They pashed him, really.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it takes two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you want to know what to do about this?
Yeah, how do I get rid of it?
You never been in this situation before?
No, never.
Ever had a love bite before?
Yes.
Right. How old were you when you had your last one?
I don't know, probably 17, 18.
Yeah, and how old are you now?
20.
Okay, we should know better.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. How obvious is it? Really obvious?
It's like the size of a small peach.
Oh,
big. Yeah. And it's
small peach?
Yeah.
God, they've got a big gob.
Well,
good morning.
Oh,
God. Who are you going out with, a horse?
Chappers.
You're not helping.
No.
You're making it worse.
Oh, right.
Anything.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have been in this situation before.
Okay. And that doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise you?
No.
Why? What are you saying?
No,
don't answer that.
No. Only a couple of times, because I haven't known one for a while, because they're not that classy. And you know me, Ricky, I am classy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, now you're just so orange, they don't show up against your tan.
You...
Get her.
My thing that I always used to do, which does really get the red out, put tomato ketchup on it.
No, this is such a lie, isn't it? That's going to make it even worse.
Not
no,
at all.
I've heard that as
Are
well.
Are you sure you're not getting confused? Because you put ketchup on blonde hair if you've got too much chlorine in it and
Becky,
it stops it from going green.
You're talking from the master of love bites here.
Really?
Tomato ketchup.
I thought I had to help a Radio 1 DJ out with this once, and I think toothpaste is the way forward because it cured theirs.
What, they had too much chlorine in the hair?
No, they had a massive love bite and it showed up on the webcam, so I had to go and sort it out.
Who was that?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. Why did you have to get rid of it?
Because I didn't want it showing on the webcam.
Oh, okay. You've gone really red. Okay, well, try tomato ketchup first. That's not a lie, honestly.
No, seriously, do toothpaste.
And toothpaste apparently works as well, but who are you going to believe, me or Becky?
How long do I leave it on for? What?
24 hours.
Yeah. When's the interview? When's the interview?
Tomorrow morning.
And is it for a new job, or are you being promoted, or what?
Yeah, well, hopefully promoted, but I don't know now.
Okay, well, put it on now, and then you can at least leave it on until you have to have a shower before you leave the house tomorrow.
Okay.
Have you got any foundation in the house?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, well, that does also help.
Right, okay.
What skin tone are you? Are you, like, orange, or, like, pale, or what?
No, I'm really quite pale.
Oh, that's not going to work.
I still think
I would have let you some of mine, but I'm pecan. So like, that would just look like a big old foundation mess. We'll get loads of people that go, oh, you use foundation. Yeah, what's wrong with that? We've had this conversation before. Mm. Men makeup, it's all the rage.
I have got Touche Clat for men, I must say.
Yeah, exactly, it's all fine.
Exactly.
Oh, don't put that on, it'll just highlight it.
No, exactly, yeah. I'm not going
to. Or what you could do, I have tried this before.
Considering you've only ever had two in your life, you haven't used all sorts of remedies for these two.
Like Ricky said, it doesn't surprise him. Is your mate available to come over again tonight?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, right. What you need to get them to do is suck it out and it will go away.
Scott,
no,
seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
So if you get them to just suck harder, then it just goes. All right?
Okay,
just
all right.
Just use toothpaste.
Hope that helps.
Ketchup.
Well, I hope he does. I'll give you a text tomorrow.
Yeah, text us tomorrow and we'll get you back on.
Okay, brilliant.
Right, I love you.
All right, love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.